Sagt der Eilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt der Schwiees, Perik Tess, Mishnah Zayin. More halachis about the second rain, Revi'a Shnia, Ki Yaitzavah, in a similar vein. Hamasker Bayis Lachaveri Ad Hakshamim, that means Ad Sheterid Revi'a Shnia. So in other words, someone knocks on my door. Hi, you have an apartment for rent? Yeah. How long do you want to be there? Ad Hakshamim, until the rains. Good, it's a deal. The first rain comes, and I knock on the door, and I say, excuse me, you have to leave. He says, no. Rains means the second rain. Who is right? The tenant. It means Acheteired Revi'a Shnia. One reason for that is Hakshamim is Lashon Rabim, some explain. So it means more than the first season of rain. It means till the second season. Another example of Revi'a Shnia is Hamudr Ano Mechaveri. Let's say someone said, I answer myself in the Lashon of a Neder to have enough from so-and-so at Hakshamim until the rains. If I say, I cannot have enough from Shimon, I say it in the Lashon of a Neder. The first time it rains, I knock on Shimon's door, can I join you for supper? Shimon says, but you made a Neder. I said, until the rains. He's going to tell me, no. Unfortunately, it's Ad Sheterid Revi'a Shnia. You have to wait for the second season of rains. Vaiter, says the Mishnah, Ad Emesai Aniyim Nechnasim Lepardesais. Until when can the Aniyim, the poor people, enter orchards? Why do they want to enter? Because they're entitled to Leket, Shekha, and Peah. Leket are the individual stalks that fall that have to be left for the Aniyim. Shikras, if you get a bundle of tua, and pay is the corner of the field. So they have to come onto the field to get it. But they can't do it all year. Entrance is only Asheterid Revi'a Shnia until the second rains fall. The Bat Tanura explains. That's when the new tua starts to grow, and if you're going to walk on it, it's going to damage it. Also, during the eighth year, there are some payers of Shemitah that are left, so they want to come and get those payers. Zakta Mishnah, during the eighth year, you can do that, but that too is Acheterid Revi'a Shnia. May Emesai Nehenin Vesarfin Betevin Abakashal Shvias. Tevin Akash are stubble and straw. They grow during Shemitah, and they have Kedushas Shemitah. Why? Because animals don't mind eating it for supper. Can I take this Tevin Akash, let's say, and use it for fire fuel to warm my fireplace? And the answer is no. Because the rule with Shemitah is you can't destroy it. But I'm having an offer, but I'm not destroying it. So it has to be something that you have hana as it's getting lost. B'shas Maisa. If the hana comes during the time that it's being destroyed, it's okay. But here, the way it works is it first has to turn into charcoal, and then you're going to cook on that charcoal. So while it's being destroyed, you're not having an offer from it, and therefore you're not allowed to burn the tevin or the kash. So therefore, frek the Mishnah may aim aside from when? Nehenin, can you have hana? Meaning, the type of anah that you normally would not be able to have with Peir Shemitah, the Sarfin, or burn, b'tevin u'bakash al shviyas. And for the Mishnah, m'sheterid Revi'a Shnia, here too. Once the Revi'a Shnia comes, what happens is the animals won't eat it afterwards. So there are two explanations here. As long as the animals on the field would still eat it, it has kedusha shviyas. Now when it burn it, you can't have hanah from it in any way that it would be lost. The Torah says, l'achlo, you can only eat it. You can't destroy it. But when it's no longer useful on the field, even if you would take this tevin akash out of your house and put it on the field, but during the season of the second rains, the animals are finished with it. So memela, even what's in your house, explains the Bat Tanura, no longer has kedusha shviyas. Some learn differently. They say, once it's no longer available for the animals outside, you have a chiyuv of beer. And this Tana holds, once your mevayrida becomes hefker, and whoever finds it, does not have to adhere to the halachis of Shemitah. Whoever is zeichen it, rather. It's not really lost. He doesn't find it. But whoever gets it, he can use it in any way that he wants. He's allowed to sell it. Because this Tana holds, once you have beer, there's no longer the halachis of Shemitah. So chazing over our Mishnah. If you rent an apartment to your friend and you say until the rains, it means the second season of rain, Revi'a Shnia. If you make a neder, you won't have any hanah from your friend until the rains, and you want to go to him for supper, you'll have to wait for the second rains. Till when can the Aniyim come into the orchards to get their Leket Shekha Peah, or even during the eighth year to get Shemitah Peahs that are left from the year before until Revi'a Shnia. Afterwards, things start growing and damage will be done if people will walk around and step on the growing plants. At what point can you have Hana in a way that it's going to be lost, where normally you can't? Or burn Tevin and Kash of Shviyas? Here too, Mishateri Revi'a Shnia, because once it's no longer useful for the animals, either it loses its Kiddush HaShvi'as, or the way others learn, it's time for beer, and once you have beer, there's no longer Kiddush HaShvi'as.